This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 27th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. It says there, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." End of quote. Bishop Michael Curry quoted Martin Luther King Jr. in the wedding ceremony of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I am sure the whole world noticed him repeating a phrase, "Love has redemptive power." End of quote. Listen to what Martin Luther King Jr. said. This is what he said. "Now there is a final reason I think that Jesus says, 'Love your enemies.' It is this, that love has within it a redemptive power. And there is a power there that eventually transforms individuals. Just keep being friendly to that person. Just keep loving them, and they can't stand it too long. Or they react in many ways in the beginning. They react with the guilty feelings, and sometimes they will hate you a little more at that transition period. But just keep loving them, and by the power of your love, they will break down under the Lord." That is love, you see. It is redemptive, and this is why Jesus says, "Love. From love your enemies." End of quote. We feel so unworthy when thinking about this type of love, don't we? Surely I do. God loved us when we were unworthy, when we were enemies to Him and helpless. Romans 5, 6-8. Bible says in 1 John 4:8, God is love. Love is one of the primary attributes of God. God's love is redemptive love for sure. And that is why God covered Adam and Eve with the animal skin when they discovered they were naked as a result of their rebelliousness and disobedience to God. Later, God's redemptive love is again revealed beautifully by sending His only begotten Son to this sin-bound earth to die for our sins. The love of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is also redemptive love because He gave Himself totally and completely for our sins by dying for our sake on the cruel cross. This trait is opposite and in contrast to the character of devil. Jesus said devil is the liar and murderer from the very beginning, John 8:44. It is because the devil hated Adam and Eve that he approached them and seduced them to sin against the loving God. He hates Adam's posterity, all mankind. He hates Adam's children. One reason he hates us is that God loves us deeply, and He made humanity in His own image and provided everything we need for our life, sustenance, and future. Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again victoriously for our sins, but not for devil or his demons. Sure, the devil hates us, doesn't he? The opposite of love is, of course, hatred. Bible says in Proverbs 10:12, "Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs." End of quote. You see, love results in covering a multitude of sins and wrongdoings. In opposite, hatred results in stirring up conflict and murder. To cover sin means to forgive it. Love and forgiveness go hand in hand. Jesus said from the cross about those who crucified Him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." End of quote. Forgiving another and thereby covering their wrongdoings is from God and is divine. Dear one, if you accepted Jesus as your Savior, it becomes easier to forgive others because the Holy Spirit of God abides, lives inside you. God's Spirit will impart His divine nature of love to you. When it comes to covering up a multitude of sins, no one can compare with Jesus Christ. He alone stands as a perfect example of this type of love. Our today's Bible verse asks us to love each other deeply by covering a multitude of sin. It means love regardless. Talk only good about others, respect others. Do not try to pull others down, even if you know they did wrong. And forgive them from your heart, as Christ forgave your sins by paying with His blood. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know You loved me when I was so unworthy to be loved. you gave Jesus Christ, your Son, for my sins. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. Lord, help me to love others. Lord, forgive my past and make me a channel of God's love to other people. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.